all of the best heroes show up at just the right time. Hello everyone, I'm so glad that you're with me today. As you may have noticed, I did miss our Wednesday drop two times in a row. I've just found out that it's just too much to keep up with three podcasts in 1 week. So we'll be doing Monday and Friday mornings for those of you looking for those podcasts as soon as they come out. Today we'll be looking at just one verse, Romans 5 verse 6. This verse has tons in it and we're just going to take our time looking at it. Romans 5 6 says, "For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly." One thing that can certainly get us in trouble is our expectations, especially when we pose those expectations on God. Many, many times, there have been prophecies made about when Christ will return. I just finished a 500-page volume on the first 1,500 years of Christianity, and it was astounding to me how many times people thought, due to political or cultural or exegetical clues, that Jesus was coming back in such and such time. And they're crushed. When Christ doesn't return, they're absolutely miserable because they've placed their expectations where they don't belong. The most important part of all time was AD 33, or whenever Christ was actually crucified. The most important event was that day when Christ's body hung on the cross, emptied of life, abandoned by the Father, and had absorbed all of our sin. Where some had found comfort in the return of Christ, they had forgotten about the advent of Christ and his payment for their sins, which made his coming glorious in the first place. Christ coming without the atonement means just judgment. Certainly we should look for his coming, but we should more so remind ourselves of the cross, because that is the most important event in all of history and in all of the future. And that is what verse 6 is all about. There are two reasons Christ died at the right time. The first one is the first part of verse 6. It is not referring to the timeline of history, but is referring to the timeline of man's soul. The word weak there means to suffer a debilitating weakness. It doesn't mean to be just not quite as strong as we should be. It doesn't mean that maybe if we all pulled together, we would have enough strength. No, that word weakness does not mean that we have a little bit left in us. Think of Peter in the garden when he says, "Ah, Lord, I will never leave you, even though everyone else will fall away." Jesus' reply evidences that he knows what weakness is. "The spirit is willing, but the flesh indeed is weak." Not weak as in not quite there, but weak as in unable to complete the task at hand. If you parent your children when they're older than 16 or 20 years old, it gets to be pretty fruitless. One, they've grown to the point where they can make decisions, for the most part, on their own. And two, the time of their shaping is past. You don't parent your children when they no longer need it. Well, that's what Paul is saying here. Christ died for us when we needed it. We don't need Jesus if we are righteous in ourselves. Well, we can reject that idea because, as we've seen in Romans so far, there is none righteous. The only ones who are righteous have the alien righteousness of Christ placed on them. So Christ knew exactly when we needed it and grabbed hold of us and wrapped his arms around us and covered us with his righteousness while we were still weak. Verse 8 says, while we are still sinners. He doesn't waste his blood on those who don't need it. Paul is trying to remind us of our weakness so that we might find our strength in Christ alone. It is always in the most dire of circumstances when the hero shows up. And that is indeed the case with the one true hero of all time. He doesn't wait till we figure it out to show up. It's when we have forgotten all hope. I'm reminded of two instances in The Lord of the Rings. Gandalf says in the very beginning of The Fellowship of the Ring that a wizard is never late, nor is he early. He arrives precisely when he means to. Well, you're meant to remember that at the end of The Two Towers, when all hope is lost and the city is beginning to fall and everyone looks to the east and there's the sun shining through Gandalf's white hair, sitting on the white horse and a whole band of strong men behind him, ready to destroy the forces of evil. It is always the forgotten hero that wins the day. And this sense of the term leads into the second meaning of the right time. Rome and all of the nations of the world had forgotten about God, and they have sought to build their kingdom on earth for their sake. And that's what Augustine writes. St. Augustine writes in the early 400s about the city of man and the city of God, and saying that this kingdom of Rome will fall because they have forgotten God. But Christ came at the right time, when everyone else had forsaken God. And while the Father could have sent him at any time, the time he came was the time intended. Galatians 4:4 and Ephesians 1:10 also bring out this meaning, that God did not choose a random time, but when the fullness of time had come, he sent his Son to die. God knows what he's doing, and he chose a point in history when all of the known world was connected by one system of roads and one language, Greek. Koine Greek is the language that was common at the time, and koine literally means common. It was often that languages in ancient times were different across the classes. Like in China, for example, the Mandarin language was for the officials and the elite, and then there was another lower language that was used by peasants. But Koine started to unify the different classes and the different ethnicities in the empire. In this one verse, we see two wonderful truths. God helps those who cannot help themselves, and he knows what he's doing. We should rejoice in this verse because we are ungodly and weak, and God still loves us. He sent his Son for us when we needed him most. We should rejoice that God does have a plan, not just for us as individual sinners, but for all of creation. As this passage later and previously has said, we are reconciled to him by the cross. What this verse tells us is that we should not seek our own strength, but the strength that is found in the seeming weakness of the cross. When we speak of the passion of the Christ, the word passion there does not mean that he had a great feeling for us, though that is certainly true. But the meaning behind that is the Latin passio, which means passive. And there are two types of obedience. There is the active obedience, and there is passive obedience. So active obedience is doing as God commands. And passive obedience is laying down our desires for his. And in the cross, we see Christ laying down what he could have done, laying down retribution against those sinners who so hatefully pounded nails into his hands, and was passively accepting the will of God. And this is what Paul means in 1 Corinthians 1:25, when he says, "For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." There are two calls that Romans 5:6 extends to us. One, we must recognize or re-recognize if we already think we know it, that we are weak and we need saving. The second thing we need to recognize is that God knows what He's doing. We must trust in His timing and in His salvation that is found only in the cross of Christ. Do not strive or worry. This week, look to Christ and see in Him strength where before you found only weakness. Remember this: self-merit is the crown the devil wears. But when we are clothed in the humility of Christ is when we are glorified in Him. Let's pray. Father, You are good to us beyond all measure. You know what You're doing, and You have planned all things, including the death of Your Son, at the right time for us, when we needed Him most. Let that thought drive us and comfort us, so that we find our identity in You and not in this world. Thank You for loving us by giving us Your Word and by giving us Your Son, so that we may be reconciled to You and have peace with You, now and forevermore. Amen.